This is what you say in English, Minicast 5.
If any friend is trying to force you to drop some other friend simply because they just don't like them, then I don't think you should take that bait. You should stick to your guns and focus on the people that matter to you.
I had applied to Harvard because I wanted to at least try. So it was a shot in the dark. I knew I probably wouldn't get in, but I would know that I applied and I gave myself the chance.
But they're willing to speak up. They're willing to take the risk. They make informed recommendations. They don't shoot from the hip. They don't just speculate. They don't just tell us, hey, go spend this money. I think it'll be okay.
Today, I'm bringing some American expressions that have been used worldwide. And they come from the time when the United States of America became independent from Great Britain and the original 13 colonies expanded to the West. This is precisely the time when the right to bear arms was made legal. You know, something that causes a lot of controversy nowadays. Guns were sure useful in those times to keep your family and property safe from thieves and outlaws, but today? Well, not so much. Now, I'm not getting into the political debate of whether Americans should or shouldn't be allowed to carry guns. This podcast is not the place. But those times gave us some great expressions that have enriched our language, so much so that I've heard people from other countries use them all the time. The first example, to stick to your guns, means to remain determined, resolute, or steadfast in one's opinion, belief, or perspective. It's actually to refuse to be persuaded by someone else into believing or doing something one does not agree with. It refers to cowboys remaining and firing their guns at an enemy, even when the situation might be dangerous or hopeless. This expression can be used pretty much in any discussion. Whether it is for Cambridge exams or not, to remain immovable, you can politely disagree with another person and say that you prefer to stick to your guns because maybe you're more comfortable in a certain position or attitude. In the case of a shot in the dark, we use it when we make a wild guess. It has two slightly similar meanings, actually. As I said, it is a guess or estimation with very little or no assurance as to its accuracy. The second meaning is an attempt that is not expected to succeed or has very little chance of working, which was the example that you heard in the beginning. The woman was trying to get into Harvard, even though it was a shot in the dark. She didn't get in, actually. In either case, what we mean by this is that there's a certain level of uncertainty. We can use it whenever we aren't sure of the outcomes of a situation. Something very useful in the collaborative part of the Cambridge exams. You could use it to introduce your opinion without thinking too much. As in, well, this is just a shot in the dark, but I'm going to say that governments should take care of this issue. It's understandable that this expression is used everywhere in the English-speaking world because it's traced back to the late 1800s. The last expression is not so common. At least I haven't heard many people use it, but I decided to include it because it's quite common in the US. To shoot from the hip means to speak or act rashly, recklessly, or bluntly without consideration of potential consequences. Have you seen those westerns when cowboys fire their handguns immediately upon drawing it from its holster without taking time to aim? The idea is that you fire your gun as quickly as possible to not let the other shooter react. In an exam, you could use this expression in a negative sense. For example, saying something like, I don't want to shoot from the hip, but I think politicians are to blame for this climate change situation. Here, what you mean is that you don't want to sound like you're giving a rushed comment, but you certainly have an opinion. And this is all for today's minicast. Thank you very much, and until next week, bye-bye.